Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, February the 9th. I pay pretty close attention to issues going on in politics, and I suppose you do too if you're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. But here's one that I missed. I didn't know this until a bunch of articles appeared in the paper this week. Presidential candidate Barack Obama says he has decided that his presidential campaign gives him the perfect opportunity to quit smoking. Apparently, I'm not alone in not knowing that Barack Obama is a smoker. He says he's not a heavy smoker, but he has had trouble quitting over the decades and has resolved over the holidays to try to quit again. He says he is chewing Nicorette gum vigorously these days. And the announcement's getting a lot of attention, as I said, and the Illinois Democrat is getting ready to officially announce his candidacy tomorrow. We will talk about smoking in politics this hour and wonder whether the smoking habit is a coffin nail in more ways than one for a politician these days. Would you vote for someone who smokes for president? Does this convey weakness to you? Does it disgust you? Does this announcement of his smoking habit and his intention to quit, though, make Barack Obama more human to you? Are you impressed with his resolution? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, toll free from anywhere. If you're in Madison, please use 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. We will talk about Barack Obama trying to kick the habit with Dave Wasserman, who is Deputy Director of Communications at the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia, co-editor of Crystal Ball, a nonpartisan newsletter and website that provides election analysis. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Good to be there.
Yeah, thanks a lot for joining us. So was this a well-known secret?
Well, it's something that I wasn't aware of prior to the news bringing it up. Everyone would guess that Barack Obama would have an absolutely squeaky clean image and record, given the fact that the news media and Democrats all over the country have sort of talked about his ability to walk on water as if he's the second coming of John F. Kennedy, and nothing could be wrong with him. Well, you know, John F. Kennedy had some vices, and I think if you present the choices as the options you mentioned, whether it's something that disgusts people or something that makes him more human, I'm going to go with the latter. I think that as people find out that he has a bad smoking habit, and it's not even really that bad, people will think, well, if that's the worst that I can find out about him, then he might not be all that bad a guy.
Yeah, he apparently kind of kept it to himself. He wasn't real public about the smoking habit, so not a lot of the public knew. But he probably had to do that, didn't he? In terms of this isn't something you want to advertise.
Well, I don't think it's something that his campaign needed to send out a media advisory about. This is certainly something that is plain to see if you're spending the entire day with him, as the political paparazzi are keen to do around their political celebrities these days. And we really have entered an age of tabloid politics where our top contenders receive top billing in National Enquirer, right next to folks that you'd expect to be there in the first place.
In fact, he was photographed on vacation somewhere. I mean, they might have even showed up in People magazine. I'm not sure exactly when. And that was the embarrassment, is that he had a cigarette in his hand.
Well, I would say there are more than a few Americans who could be caught photoed with a cigarette in their hand. They might look at him and say, well, at least that's one respect where we share a common experience.
Yeah. Do you think that U.S. voters today would elect a candidate for president who's a smoker?
Well, it certainly hasn't stopped them in the past. We've learned in recent years that that a history of marijuana use and a history of alcoholism have not stopped voters from electing candidates for president. But we can go back to the 18th and 19th centuries and find so many examples of presidents and presidential candidates who were severe smokers, who smoked packs a day. And Lyndon Johnson used three packs a day until his heart attack, sort of forced him out of the habit. So
I read an account about how we would see FDR with his cigarette holder and his cigarette, but you wouldn't see him in his wheelchair.
Right. Exactly. That's
but
the
that
famous
was
example.
Those were different times, though. Smoking didn't have the stigma that it has today.
Sure. Well, certainly we have stigmatized smoking, but that doesn't mean that we necessarily hold it against people to an extent that we would prevent ourselves from voting for them. I tend to think that the overall scrutiny on this story is ridiculous and a reflection of the lack of real news in a presidential election that we're forcing ourselves to pay attention to well over a year out from the general election. As Newt Gingrich has said repeatedly, the whole process is rather stupid. The front-loading of the presidential contest has forced us to look and scout out these candidates much earlier than we ever would. The upside is it gives us more time for buyer's remorse. The downside, of course, is obvious political fatigue that none of us would prefer to have by the time the election rolls around.
We're talking about smoking and politics, and I guess some of media coverage, based on the news that Barack Obama, who's officially set to announce his bid for president tomorrow, has announced he is going to quit smoking. What's your reaction to the news, maybe to you, as it was to me, that Barack Obama is a smoker, and his announcement that he has decided now is the perfect time to quit? Is this because being a smoker would hurt his presidential ambitions? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 18 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock now on this Friday, February the 9th. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, it's our regular Friday Week in Review, when we welcome in two guests from different political perspectives to talk with you about the big news issues of the week. And this afternoon, after 4 o'clock, it's At Issue with Peter Donald's In for Ben Marins, hosting Your Views on the News, the regular afternoon Friday feature that welcomes your thoughts and opinions on the top news of the week. The Week in Review and Your Views on the News, coming up on the Ideas Network. Right now, we're talking about an issue that's making news. The issue is Barack Obama, who will announce tomorrow that he is officially running for president, also announced that he's going to quit smoking. And this announcement has garnered a lot of media attention. A lot of people were surprised to learn that Barack Obama was a smoker. And we wonder if you are surprised. We are wondering if this makes any difference in your vote for president. Would you elect someone who is a smoker? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Our guest, Dave Wasserman, is Deputy Director of Communications at the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. He's co-editor of The Crystal Ball, a nonpartisan newsletter and website that provides election analysis. Dave Wasserman says that this announcement that Barack Obama is a smoker and that he intends to quit smoking makes him more human to most of us, and doesn't necessarily think it's going to hurt his chances as a presidential candidate, and thinks that the news itself is getting blown out of proportion. What do you think? Let's take some calls. Catherine and Hubertus is with us first. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I definitely think that it's an addictive problem, but because of that, subconsciously, he has an addictive personality, so I would I think I would say no, I would not vote for him. I really want someone to have a self-confident subconscious. And the second point I want to make, in this country, the cigarette companies are trying so hard to get our children to smoke. They don't care about people dying. They don't care about secondhand smoke. I can't help but think, how involved with the cigarette companies would he be? I just can't help but think that. So I think I would actually think not to vote for him.
Yeah, what if he quits? Successfully.
I really want to see proof of him quitting and not being tied to those cigarette companies.
Yeah, there's no evidence.
He has to prove it to me that he is going to be a quitter and a self-confident, subconscious mind, not an addictive personality.
Thank you, Catherine. There's no evidence, Dave Wasserman, that Barack Obama is in cahoots with the cigarette companies.
I would hardly say so, and I would imagine there would be little reason for that to be the case. He's had a very brief career in the Senate so far, and that has its advantages, one of which is that he won't be held as accountable for as many votes as some of the other candidates in the race. But it is remarkable that between the three leading Democratic contenders, we have 16 years of senatorial experience between them.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about, Catherine thought that this showed some sort of weakness in his character, this addictive personality. Talk about character and our vote for president. I mean, it's important, isn't it? I mean, how we perceive the character of a candidate.
Well, look, there's a varying scale, and we can talk about character in terms of personal dalliances of the sexual variety, all the way down to smaller sins such as smoking, and I think this is an ultimately forgivable sin. Now, you raised an interesting question to Catherine, which was, what if he quits? I don't think there's necessarily a political downside to Barack Obama continuing to smoke as he faces the stress of a campaign. He says that he's smoked, especially during stressful situations, and Lord knows campaigns are very stressful for candidates. But I think there is an upside if he does quit successfully, because we tend to reward politicians who are able to follow through on their promises. One might think if he can follow through on a promise this personal, then he can follow through on all of his public promises as well. So we might be able to say that there could be some political gain from his kicking the habit.
Mm-hmm. Thanks again to Catherine Wynoni. I'm sorry, how do you pronounce your name?
Wynoni? No, it's Wyone, and I know you're not going to get it right. That's okay.
Okay.
I'm 65 years old out here in Northeast Iowa. I quit smoking. I know how hard it is. I would never hold it against someone who smokes. This is the silliest thing I have ever in my life heard. I love Obama. I'll go stumping for him. And for heaven's sakes, anybody that would think that he wouldn't be a good president because he has a cigarette, it just shows me he's a human being.
There we go. That's what
and
she's...
I'd rather have a man that smoked than lied. There you go. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Wynone. Dave Wasserman, that's what you say, too.
Well, I would agree with her. I would say that while Barack Obama may not be setting the right example for our kids at the moment, none of us are perfect. And I think there could be many worse things to imagine of our candidates.
Yeah. Next, we go to Scott in Middleton. Hello, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
Well, we've known for a long time that smoking is very bad for us, and I would just be a little concerned about his overall judgment. I don't know that this is something that would change my opinion in terms of voting for him, but anyhow, I just, like I say, it puts a little shadow on his overall judgment, and I'll take your comments off the air.
Raises some questions about a candidate's judgment, Dave Wasserman?
Well, I think a question about a candidate's judgment would be raised, for example, if Dick Cheney were running for president with a heart condition and was a smoker. Obviously, that's not the case. We have someone who's running who's in his 40s and in very good health outwardly. So we should expect that he's not making an especially reckless decision by smoking at most less than 10 cigarettes a day, which is what he claims.
Yeah. And I almost hate to bring this up, but this came up recently in the White House with Bill Clinton smoking. He smoked cigars. And I don't want to bring up that part, but didn't he talk? Wasn't there some talk about you got to quit, and he was going to quit cigars? And
well, the presidential history of liking stogies goes back to Ulysses Grant, who had 10,000 cigars from various voters that he tried to sample as he got through his presidency. Look, things are obviously different in the 20th and 21st century. But it's a matter of what the people know. I don't think it's widespread information that Bill Clinton was a cigar smoker, and I don't think that it would necessarily hurt him if people knew. Now, I'm sort of curious to the public reaction that would ensue if it were widely publicized, and this is true, that First Lady Laura Bush likes to smoke behind closed doors.
It is true, isn't it?
She has something in common with Jackie Onassis in this respect, Jackie Kennedy, and Laura Bush both would never be photographed with a cigarette in hand, but are smokers in private.
Yeah. Well, let's get some more calls. To me, that signifies that it is considered a political liability and an embarrassment, and it needs to be kept behind closed doors.
You may be right.
Yeah. John in Merrimack, hi, you're on the air.
Well, good morning. Thank you. The thing I question about it, I have no problem with a candidate smoking. I smoked for many years, give it up. But I am questioning the timing of his news release that he's going to quit. I mean, this will naturally draw a lot more attention towards him, and I would be more comfortable if he would say, I quit 10 years ago, because 10 years from now, if he is still quit, I would respect him more, because I realize myself, even after having quit 30 years, I do get the urge to have a cigarette yet, but I don't. But that's my feeling on the subject. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John. Dave Wasserman, I think he said he began this latest attempt to quit over the holidays, so it wasn't just this week before he makes his official announcement.
Right. Well, he's certainly chewing plenty of Nicorette these days, and we'll see how effective it is. My sense is that if the press is going to be someone be an agency to hold him to his promise of quitting, then we're going to see some stories and some outcry if he really doesn't follow through on it, and voters like John might be disappointed.
Yeah, we will check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking about smoking and politics and Barack Obama's announcement that he is going to try to kick the habit. Barack Obama, a smoker, not a heavy smoker, he says, but has had trouble quitting over the years. He is, he says, going to quit now. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Friends deride, tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
No more smoke in Barack Obama's eyes. He says he's going to kick the habit, and we're talking about that with Dave Wasserman, Deputy Director of Communications at the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia, talking about smoking and politicians and whether or not being a smoker is a political death nail. Barack Obama is going to officially announce his presidency tomorrow, and it's making a lot of news this week that he has also gone public with his resolution to quit smoking. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. We've all heard about politicians in the smoke-filled back room making policy. Do we require smoke-free politicians today? Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who smokes cigarettes, or doesn't it matter at all? We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Scott in Menasha is with us next. Hi, Scott. You're on the air.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
This is kind of funny because I heard weeks ago that he was a smoker, and that was the last thing on my mind as to whether or not he would make a good president. I just can't for the life of me understand. If you're going to base your decision on voting for somebody because they smoke, which is legal to do, yet, I mean, there's something wrong there. I would be more interested in his views and his policies and all that.
Yep.
And one more comment. If he's going to announce that he's quitting smoking, I hope he sticks to it, because that could come back to haunt him if he gets a picture taken or gets caught not following through.
Yeah, so that's, and you made note of that, Dave Wasserman, just before news time, that that people might be snapping pictures. He better not be caught with a cigarette in his hand in the next little while.
Certainly, mm-hmm. And Scott hit the nail on the head. I believe that voters are concerned with our big issues of the day, and there are big issues out there, smoking and the personal habits of candidates, the personal habits that aren't illegal, that they're newsworthy in the first place is an indication that that we're obsessed with the personal behavior of our political figures.
Yeah, I noticed an article where one of your colleagues was quoted Larry Sabato, who is with the same Center for Politics,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying maybe this would give Barack Obama even a more macho image in the South, which is a tobacco growing regions. What do you think?
Well, look, it could help him. Mm-hmm. There are voters out there who are used to voting for candidates of the smoke-filled room variety.
Mm-hmm.
If Barack Obama can fit this image, then he might do well in places that he wouldn't have otherwise done well. But again, this is such a small component of his overall political personality. People are just putting together an image of Barack Obama. There are a lot of American voters who still haven't heard much about him and are forming opinions. I think they'll be forming opinions after he announces his candidacy tomorrow in Springfield, Illinois, and he'll be in the news for a couple days. It'll be interesting to see whether Hillary can bump him out of the top news slot.
Yeah. You know, Scott mentioned that he had heard about this some time ago or many weeks ago, and that's right. I do see here, I didn't see this, but on Fox News on January 17th, John Gibson, the host of The Big Story, did a segment on this and talked about Obama's dirty little secret and talked with various guests about whether this was going to be a political liability for him and would you vote for a smoker as president. Some were saying there, hey, if we are just learning about this now, what other skeletons are in his closet? So.
Right. Well, you could interpret that a couple ways, but I think people have scoped his record out to unprecedented points for a candidate who has not officially announced his candidacy yet, so far out from the nominating season. Look, it's going to be an entire year before Wisconsin voters head to the polls in presidential primaries. We have time for candidates to rise, fall, and resurrect themselves many times over. So we're going to be finding out many more supposed dirty little secrets, if that's what the press deems these to be, about our candidates. And God help us, I suppose.
Next we go to Craig in Appleton. Hello, Craig.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, you folks just sort of beat me to the punch with my argument, but I think it's actually a stroke of political genius on his part to do this at this time. And the reason I think that is because we've all heard about the importance of the Reagan Democrats and, you know, generally blue-collar folks who are socially conservative. And I think the image of Barack as a smoker might connect with that segment of the voting population. And it also gets him out in front of this, as you mentioned, as opposed to it coming out through other means, you know, getting out in front of it and him being proactive and saying, hey, I'm going to quit smoking, I think is a positive thing as opposed to negative. So I think it's a stroke of genius and knocks off the liberal Northeast image that our last Democratic presidential candidate had, I think, and it's to his benefit.
Interesting. Dave Wasserman?
Well, certainly, this is a little less John Kerry and a little more John Wayne.
Yeah.
I think that that Barack Obama's image in all of this is helped, if anything. Again, this is a very minor adjustment of his political image.
You know, I didn't know this either. I just Ken Rudin from National Public Radio had a column on this and. On the history of presidential candidates or presidents who smoked. Ronald Reagan, Craig brought up the Ronald Reagan Democrats, apparently was a several-pack-a-day smoker before he became president.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And we have numerous examples over history. Now, of course, a lot of these Reagan Democrats feel as if Hillary is raining on the parade. Hillary Clinton is someone who banned smoking in all areas of the White House once and for all in 1993. You know, they might challenge her on that point. Of course, I'm being entirely hypothetical about what might come up in a debate. But here's a question for Hillary Clinton to ask Barack Obama. Will you abide by the rule that I established in the White House in 1993, or will you be caught lighting up? We want to hear a straight answer from you, Mr. Obama. No ifs, ands, or buts. No pun intended.
Let's go to Dean in Racine. Hi, Dean. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you very much. I remember that about a half a century ago, 55 years ago, Charles de Gaulle, who was a monument to the French people, told his aide-de-camp that he wanted to stop smoking, and he wanted his aide-de-camp to announce that to the media. And his aide-de-camp said, sir, perhaps you better not announce this to your media, because then you won't be able to change your mind. And de Gaulle said, that's why I want it announced.
Did he change his mind, or did he? I don't remember.
No, he never smoked again. But yeah. In a way, this helps Obama stop, because he doesn't dare not stop.
Yeah. Dave Wasserman?
Well, we've had different perspectives on this issue throughout history. I would raise the specter of Dolly Madison, who was our third first lady, and our fourth first lady, who was seen in public regularly using snuff. Imagine the consequences of Laura Bush or our next first lady or first spouse. Being caught in public popularizing snuff, and she was a trendsetter. There were women who were seen about town taking up after her. So we can have many different attitudes of smoking on the pendulum of history.
We're talking about politics and smoking and the news that Barack Obama is trying to kick the habit. Barack Obama has been a smoker. He says not a heavy smoker, and he has decided that this presidential campaign is the perfect opportunity for him to quit smoking. And we're wondering whether or not you're surprised first that Barack Obama is a smoker and what you think of him now that you know that and that he is trying to quit. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 13 minutes before 7 o'clock and coming up after 7, I'll conclude my series of interviews with the candidates running for Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice. Three candidates will be on the February 20th primary ballot. We heard from one of them yesterday. The other two after 7 o'clock. We're talking about politics and smoking and the race for president based on presidential candidate, at least officially tomorrow, Barack Obama, announcing that he is going to try to kick his smoking habit. We're talking about whether you see smoking as a political liability, a weakness in a candidate. Would you elect a candidate for president who is a smoker? Will you, do you admire Barack Obama for trying to kick the habit? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Ben in Cedarburg is with us next. Hi, Ben, you're on the air.
Hi. I would rather vote for a smoker or someone that's trying to quit smoking as compared to an alcoholic, as our current president is.
Yeah, even though he's a recovering alcoholic, Ben?
True, but mm-hmm. he still is an alcoholic. A recovered alcoholic is still an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we touched on that, but didn't really talk about it, Dave Wasserman, much in our first half hour. That didn't, dissuade many voters with President Bush.
Well, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And let's keep in mind the timing of all of this. We're airing this out with regard to Barack Obama many, many months in advance of the election. And certainly President Bush gave up drinking long, long ago, before he, mm-hmm. he entered his career in elective politics, in fact. But we found out that he had a DUI on his arrest record a couple days before Election Day 2000, and it didn't seem to sway the election away from him. Perhaps it made the race a little bit closer, but, hey, he still won by the skin of his teeth. And I think the fact that that he was not forthright about his arrest record was the problem, if anything. Here, we're not exactly getting a denial from Barack Obama about smoking, nor should we expect that he would, given its triviality.
Yeah. In fact, he has already, Barack Obama has talked a little bit about how he experimented with drugs in his much younger years, and nobody's pulling their hair out over that.
Right. Mm. If anything, I would expect that the focus would be on something like that. However, we tend to cross barriers in politics, and I think we broke that barrier as Bill Clinton was running for president, as we entered an era where voters of the baby boom persuasion or younger made up a significant majority of the electorate. We faced less of a problem in experimentation with marijuana, and I think that sort of backsliding is something that we will not be reverting to our old ways from.
Got an email from Scott, No City. How many of what the American people would consider good presidents were smokers, the ones we thought did a pretty good job? Are you able to answer that? Were any of the former smokers as presidents good presidents?
Well, certainly we've had voters of both parties. I wouldn't think that anyone would say FDR was a terrible president. Mm-hmm. However, we can probably look at some presidents who were under stress, who smoked and did themselves no good in combating the situations that they faced as presidents. Look, I think it has very little bearing on how successful a president has been or will be, but what I think is interesting is our expectations of our presidents. Over time, we have seen that the image, the body image of our presidents has varied with respect to what we see as admirable in a person. I don't think there's any possibility that in this TV age, William Howard Taft, who was severely obese, could be considered a serious contender for the presidency. But back in that time, bigger was better. It was a sign of your prosperity and wealth. But today, slim is in. And Barack Obama certainly fits that bill.
Yeah. And in case anyone just joined us, Ken Rudin's column talks about this. Somebody asked him about who was the last smoker to enter the White House. And Rudin says, LBJ is said to have been a heavy smoker until he suffered a heart attack in 1995 when he was Senate Majority Leader. Dwight Eisenhower and Ronald Reagan were several packs a day smokers before running for president. The George W. Bush, it says, I saw an online Christmas card sent by the first president of the entire Bush family that showed George W. with a cigarette in his hand. Did you know that, Dave Wasserman?
Huh. Sounds suspicious to me. I haven't heard about that.
Gerald Ford preferred a pipe. Cigars were the tobacco of choice for JFK and the non-inhaler in chief, Bill Clinton. Nancy in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. My thought about this topic is that although I've never been a smoker, and I actually greatly disapprove of smoking, because of the proliferation of atomic weapons by so many countries, it is my thought that my understanding is that on every president's desk there's a red telephone that's meant only to be used when ordering an atomic attack. And it seems to me that if having a cigarette is going to calm this president, hopefully he will be president, if that's going to calm his nerves and help him make a better decision, then I'm all for having him have a cigarette, as bad as it is for your health. Because having a cigarette is not to calm his nerves is not going to cloud his judgment the way alcohol would.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I feel strongly that if this... you know, in these very dire times especially, you know, to call for an atomic attack is certainly a dire decision and should be undertaken with the most careful consideration.
So smoking might be good for the president, Dave Wasserman.
Well, I would hardly say that Americans are by and large in favor of a presidential chief of staff saying, before you make that decision,
have a butt.
Why don't you take a smoking break?
Hey, I just learned that it's not really a red telephone. I read in just this week that it's really a beige or another color. There's no red telephone. Do you know that?
Well, you know, I haven't been inside the Oval Office, but we mythologize a lot of aspects of our politics. And they turn out to be less remarkable than we think.
Thanks, Nancy. Bob in Suffolk is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Troy. I just wanted to say I think it's the fact that Obama's a smoker just kind of humanizes him, and this point's maybe been made, but I think it makes him okay with everybody. Smokers are going to say, hey, he's kind of one of us, and he's not perfect either, and non-smokers get to say, hooray for our side, you know, somebody's doing a good thing by quitting. And who can't sympathize with somebody trying to quit smoking? It not that he needs to be a sympathetic character, but I just think it humanizes him. And it's not such a bad thing that he decided to do this now.
Well, I'm glad you brought it back up. It's where we started, right, Dave Wasserman?
Exactly. Mm. And I think that's right on the money. And we should look to the example also of Governor Huckabee, who's one of the lesser-known Republican candidates for president. And he's been the governor of Arkansas, which you know, many see as a pleasant springboard to the presidency after our 42nd president. But he is best known, if you ask anyone inside the Washington punditocracy what he stands for, it's for a personal commitment to weight loss. Mm-hmm. And he was overweight at one point and decided to lose the weight, and that's been a political asset for him.
Yeah, in fact, he might have a much, much harder time being elected if he were at his, whatever, 300 pounds.
Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was a necessary step towards a presidential mm-hmm. run. But if Barack Obama decides to quit, then mm-hmm. Then maybe he can influence a few admirers to do the same. So politicians are in part about example. But again, I think this is the tip of the iceberg as far as what we're going to be paying attention to Barack Obama for.
One more caller, Iona and Nina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a sample ballot you might be interested in hearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of the following three, who would you vote for president? Number one, he drinks 8 to 10 martinis a day, smokes, and has extramarital affairs.
Number two, he drinks a quart of brandy a day, smokes, cheats on his wife, was kicked out of office twice, and doesn't get up before noon. Number three, he's a vegetarian, an occasional drinker, never smokes, doesn't have affairs, and has never been in the military. If you pick number one, it's Franklin D. Roosevelt. If you pick number two, it's Winston Churchill. And if you pick number three, it's Adolf Hitler.
Well, that gives us something to think about, Dave Wasserman.
I think she just encapsulated entirely what we're discussing here.
Yeah. Well, we will leave it there. I mean, it may not be the most important issue in the presidential race, Dave Wasserman, but our lines have been filled all hour long because it's just it's something that people like to think about and talk about. So I appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Joy.
Dave Wasserman, Deputy Director of Communications at the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia, co-editor of The Crystal Ball, a nonpartisan newsletter and website that provides election analysis. And we appreciate his time. We appreciate all of your input. Lots of interesting calls this hour. Thanks to Karen Prager, who produced the hour. If you would like a CD copy of this or any of our talk shows, please call the radio store, 1-800-747-7444. 1-800-747-7444. We also archive all of our talk shows on our website, so you can listen to them at your convenience. WPR.org. WPR.org. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.